Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hey, good morning. This is Saskia from BreakthroughMiracles.com and welcome to the show. We are live each Wednesday on Transformation Talk Radio, every Wednesday at 9 Eastern and at 6 a.m. Pacific Time. And this show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you can live your big dreams and break through what stops you and feel happy with what you do and who you are. Before we go any further, I want to attend you on my website, breakthroughmiracles.com. I'm offering 7 gifts to break through to what stops you and make your dream happen. And that is breakthroughmiracles.com. When you sign up, you also get every Monday morning a soul card reading that gives you a heads up about the week. And if you sign up, that comes in your inbox. So you can get that at breakthroughmiracles.com. Well, we're going to talk about other miracles. And my favorite guest, Navjit Kandola, is on our show today. And she's going to talk about the elimination toolkit, like how to become enlightened in your life. Navjit, she holds a Master's of Science in Divinity degree and Bachelor of Science in Divinity, both from the Nizoni School for Global Consciousness in Galisteo, a law degree from the University of Sheffield in the UK. And what I like about Navjit, she says, you know, the degrees and diplomas, you know, they tell something about us, but, you know, that's not the whole story. And a little peek that she has lived on 3 continents. She is a sensualist. She's drawn to life and its complexities like a detective. She's an ordained minister and love is her credo. She's also the director of the Nizoni School of Global Consciousness, and she's worked with people from all walks of life, from top-level CEOs, millionaires, homemakers, artists, heroin addicts, worked with incredible children and teens in public schools, also in detention centers. And she hosted 2 radio shows herself, Windows to the Sky and the Media Brunch. Well, let's bring Navjit Kandola on and not wait any longer. Navjit, welcome.
I almost felt like I'm on the Jay Leno show there almost. I visualized myself walking onto the stage and there you are. Yeah.
Well, so good to have you on the show. And you're going to talk about how to become enlightened in your life. But before we talk about that, You said that your life taught you that we can create miracles. And this show, Breakthrough Miracle Radio, of course, I have to touch upon that. What is in your idea a miracle and how do you see miracles?
Oh, that's such a great, great question to begin with. Well, miracles are those things that we usually in our consciousness say, something that's out of reach, that's just magical. It just happens. We don't know the formula for it. We think it's incredible. It's awe-inspiring. It takes us out of our linear, logical reality and shows us the possibility. And we can't track it usually. How did this happen? How did this experience or this manifestation come into being. And miracles, the way that I think of them, are things that really are a faster frequency of energy. They surprise us. They make us joyous. They enlighten us. And so in the past, our past association with miracles would be things like extraordinary things like somebody being healed, instantaneous healing, or somebody coming back from the dead. I mean, those are incredible experiences that we don't see in our everyday lives. We don't see instantaneous healing. We don't hear about people who have, well, you have from Anita Morjani, but people who have died and come back to life. Those, I mean, and her story is pretty miraculous too. She actually did both miracles, both the instantaneous healing and coming back from the dead. So those are that's like the high end of the miracle spectrum. And yet there are miracles that happen in our everyday lives that we can participate in, that we can engage in, that we can encounter. And those are the things that we want to begin to activate in our consciousness. You know, whenever we hear of a miraculous story, I think it would be great to us to say to our consciousness, to our body, I want that. I want to experience that. I want some of that energy. Not whatever the actual result is, but the actual biochemistry, intention, energy, light that creates that potential to occur. And so on my website, I say my life has taught me that we can create miracles. When we give, and this is what I say, that giving is a kind of a miracle, because if somebody is hungry and you give them something, you change their life. That's kind of a miracle. I mean, I have had experiences where strangers have given to me and it has lifted me out of a place where I felt alone or sad or broken. And that is a place that we can participate in. I think giving is a way of being kind of being a miracle generator ourselves.
That's beautiful. I love that idea. And especially in this time, it's just, giving time. Wow,
exactly. And I think about how many, this is what made me think of it in this way, was that I was going through we all have those moments where we feel like, oh, I'm squeezing, I don't have enough money, what am I going to do? And I thought, I'm not in such a bad situation, really. Yeah. I could probably go to the bank and get a loan. I mean, my bank account is not empty. I just want more. I just want a little bit more ease, I want less struggle. But I thought about people in this country, in other countries, where there is no bank account to go to, where there isn't a family or friends that you can just depend on, where do those people go? And that really got me thinking about giving, even when we feel like we don't have very much, because there's usually enough to help someone who needs a smile. You know, your smile may be the thing that you give today that lifts that person up so they can see possibility again. And that's kind of part of that miracle energy, because what do miracles do? They give something to us. They set in motion life opportunities and potentials where we feel stuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I that's why I love the miracles, and I especially love them when we can participate. And I think that's one of the things that you teach, is that, you know, individuals can participate in these experiences and expressions. And I think even when we're working on our own manifestation of miracles, it's really about generating life in such a way that we can begin to then give.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's to our families, to our clients, to ourselves, it opens up the channel of abundance.
Yeah, it does open the abundance channel. And it's always when I watch a miracle or hear a miracle, I was just posting it in my Facebook group for the Breakthrough Miracle Club, like, any miracles from anyone, and people start participating. And it's so inspiring. I mean, I can't get enough of hearing them.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to have to go check out that page, because I love reading them too. Because it does, you know, when you read it and you hear other people's experiences, you think, wait a minute, if that person, this can happen for them, then it can happen for me. And also you'll notice that when that kind of miracle energy happens.
Sure, there's talking about there's miracles.
A place
we have
that we're in.
Oh, break time. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but we continue about it. Stay tuned, guys. We will be right back.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading, rolling on to the bitter end.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia Roel and our special guest, Navjeet Kandola. And Navjeet, we had a wonderful conversation about miracles, but I want to dive into your elimination toolkit. But before we go further, how can people connect with you?
Yes, they can contact me through my website, tenderlogic.com. And just click on the contact page and you can get a hold of me there very easily and directly, and I will get back to whomever writes to me. And I have had actually people write to me before, so I know that it works. And it's always great to hear from your listeners. They're wonderful people.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your new elimination toolkits, how to become enlightened in your life.
Yes. Yes, go ahead, sorry.
No, you talk about it.
Okay, great. Well, you know, it came into being after working with many clients who would, after the session, say, well, how did this work? What are we actually doing? And can I do this myself? I want to work with color. I want to work with my higher self. I want to work through patterns that may continue to happen in my life, but I want to be able to do that myself. It's just like everybody, you know, once they've had a ride on the bike, they want to take off the training wheels. And so this class is really about giving the participants the opportunity to learn the tools of illumination, as I call it, because these tools allow you to have insight by using, you know, your inner voice or your higher self, being able to distinguish between your mind or your ego and your inner voice. And I'm sure you encounter that in your work too, Saskia, when people say, well, how do I know which is which? So this course is going to really help them to distinguish that. It's going to help them to how to resolve emotional struggles that they may encounter every day with clarity, with confidence, because these are the places where we get caught in our everyday lives. It's not the big decisions always. It's in the interaction with your partner, with your children, with colleagues at work. How do I maintain a certain level of equilibrium or a lighter, more positive attitude when I'm bombarded with negativity? A lot of people will ask me, you know, what do I do? How do I protect myself from people sucking on my energy? How do I protect myself from psychic attack? How do I go out in the world when I'm so sensitive? And so this course is really helping people to build their inner stamina through getting to know themselves and providing them with tools, actual practical tools on becoming a masterful human being that can interact with others. And not only that, but to have a level of illumination, meaning that they can really begin to practice and radiate that higher knowing and light within them.
You know, I'm just listening. I'm thinking, guys, we should be raised in the schools with these tools. Mm-hmm, when kids mm-hmm. go to school.
That's right.
But that's a whole different discussion. Now, if we talk about... I think it fascinates a lot of people about what is your inner voice or higher self or soul, as I call it. How mm-hmm. how do we know the difference between our mind or our higher self who's talking?
Well, that's such a fantastic question. One of the first things that I noticed when I'm working with someone who's just starting out in this inquiry into themselves is that oftentimes we even including myself, I didn't really trust what I was getting, perceiving, seeing, hearing, because it's just the same as the voice that I hear in my head. And so oftentimes, this is like the same, it sounds the same as the mind chatter. So how do we distinguish that? Well, I think we have to set aside time to listen to our inner voice, and at the beginning, I would say, until we can distinguish it and we trust it. Then we can just, you know, check in within ourselves on the go. But initially, when we're beginning, I think it's, you know, take 2 minutes, take 5 minutes, sit down, ask your question very clearly, so that when you're getting the answer, it'll be in response to that. And so the distinction is that your higher self, your inner voice, may sound the same as your mind chatter or your ego, but listen is how you listen, and that's the reframe here, is what are you listening for? So if you ask a question, let's say, and the answer, let's say the question is, should I go to town today? Because there may or may not be a snowstorm, but I need to go. So you take a moment and you say, should I go to town today? And the answer that comes is, no, you shouldn't. But you really want to go. So you might say, well, look, I'm checking the Weather Channel anyway, yeah, just to see. And the Weather Channel says it's not going to snow, maybe later in the evening. And so should you listen to your inner voice, or should you listen to the Weather Channel? The Weather Channel, you know, which is it's science-based and so on and so forth. And so you have that decision to make. And so you have to look, you have to ask the next question, why is it that I want to go even though my inner voice is saying don't go? Mm-hmm. You have to inquire into, like, why, what is your agenda that you're trying to achieve that overrides what your inner voice may be saying. And so we've got to look at several layers of the question and also look at the agenda that we have when we ask the question. There's an expectation of a certain kind of an answer. There's an expectation and an agenda that we have. And usually if the answer doesn't match that, we don't like to listen to the inner voice.
Mm, yeah.
And so the inner voice may be saying, don't go to town today. It may not have anything to do with the snow or the weather. It may actually have to do with traffic. It may have to do with the stores that you want to go don't have the things that you want. It may be that there's a call that you need to take when that's at home. There could be a whole other bunch of reasons why your higher self is saying not today. Maybe you just need to relax, and it's saying, you know, don't go to town because you're getting stressed about all the Christmas shopping. And you think that you've got to be there in the thick of things to get it done. And actually, it may be that you stay at home, you take it easy, and you get online and you get your shopping done. And so the stress factor is greatly reduced.
You know what it makes me think? I totally agree with you. It makes me think that so often we don't listen. Yesterday I was thinking myself, I had to go to the bathroom and I kept putting it off because I wanted to do something else. And I thought, no, because it's important you go now. You got to listen to your body as much as you have to listen to your higher self. And an example of this is that a friend of mine had a friend who went to the marathon in Boston. They were at the finish line and they were watching it. And then there were these two friends and one of them suddenly started to get really hungry. And, was just going to, you know, they're just at the finish line. And she said, oh, I just have to eat now. My body is suddenly so starving. And the other friend said, no, let's stay because, I mean, they're coming and let's just stay. Well, she said, no, I have to listen to my body. And they left and they went one block away. And exactly at the spot where they were standing, the bomb was, they both would have been dead if they had stayed there. And I mean, it's so important. And I thought you don't put your things off. You have to start learning to listen. I mean, it was her body, but, you know, it can be your inner voice. Sometimes the logic doesn't make sense.
Right, and sometimes, you know, the pulse is so strong that the body speaks. And I think that's one of the things in the course that I will be teaching is actually listening to your body, because our body is an instrument. It's like a tuning fork. It will tell us when there is danger or that we need to move, or there's just a feeling of this isn't right that we experience in our bodies. And in, you know, in the example that you gave, I mean, how important was that to listen to that body and to go two blocks away? It isn't always so extreme or danger filled, but it's there. And I think that, you know, like your body was saying, go to the bathroom. You could have avoided it. It wasn't going to be a catastrophe, but for your deeper health and your deeper inner peace, literally, it was good for you to go to the bathroom in that moment. And I think that it's in the daily practice, as we begin to practice this muscle in our daily decisions, like, for instance, you know, your higher self saying, don't go to town today, stay at home, you might, you know, as I said, end up doing the shopping online and find exactly what you're looking for, much cheaper, avoid a lot of the stress, avoid, you know, maybe bad weather, and you may actually have some time to rest. And I think that part of the reason to not listen to the mind, I mean, to the higher self, is that we do like that go, 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 go energy that the mind and the ego create, that kind of stress, go, 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 push ourselves. And the higher self, I think, is working towards more of has a more holistic balancing equilibrium goal for us.
Mm.
Yeah. And we get afraid of that. We get afraid of stillness. We get afraid of quiet. And so in this class that I'm going to be teaching, it's really helping them through assignments. They will get assignments. There's a video at the beginning of each. It's an eight-week course, and they will meet with me once a week. And so at the beginning of each week, they will get an introduction to that week via video. And then each day there's an assignment, and each assignment has an MP3 describing the depth of that assignment, what we're looking for, why we're practicing in the way that we're practicing, what the benefits are, what the pitfalls are. And then each student gets to practice that inquiry, that relationship, whether it's to the higher self or the inner child or where they're working on their bodies. Or if we're working on one of the class weeks is called the subconscious speaks, and it's about learning about
people. Yeah, I have to go to break time, but the subconscious speaks. I'd love to touch upon that after the break. So everybody stay tuned. We have Navjit Kandola, our special guest, talking about the Elimination Kit, how to enlighten your life. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Come down, Selecta.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hey everyone, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia Roel, and we have our special guest Navjit Kandola talking about the Elimination Toolkit, how to become enlightened in your life. Navjit, how can people connect with you?
Yes, great. They can contact me on tenderlogic.com, my blog site and website, where they can find all kinds of goodies. And please sign up for the Start Your Day, Launch Your Life free e-course that really helps to kickstart and get over doubt and touch confidence and really take action in your life. So it could be anyone for anyone who's you know, having a hard time getting up in the morning to get on with their day, to someone who needs a little extra boost, clarity, confidence in launching a product or a book or starting a new career or relationships. This is a wonderful package of audios, exercises, and workbook, and me cheering them on all the way. And that's at tenderlogic.com, yes.
Great. I know you're going to talk also in your e-course about patterns we don't like, we don't want in our life. How do we free ourselves from that?
Yay, patterns. Oh, my gosh. I mean, who hasn't encountered patterns, you know, finding ourselves in relationships that don't work or finding ourselves in arguments again and again, the same themes. And so one of the things that I will say to my clients when I'm working with them in partnerships is, you know, don't let go of the partner, let go of the pattern, because the pattern is the thing that is the driving force of creating the breakdown. So it could be this partner or that partner, but the pattern is pretty much intact usually, even as we end one relationship and start another one. Or it could be in patterns with ourselves, you know, patterns of self-neglect or not trusting our intuition or not listening to our bodies. And so these patterns we need to create have a laser vision, a sense of self, a way to separate ourselves from the patterns. And that's one of the things that I will be teaching in my Tendalogic Illumination Toolkit, is how do we separate out? How do we distinguish that? And one of the ways I will share with you is that to actually speak to the pattern itself as a consciousness. So if you have, let's say, and you don't even really know it, you can just say, you know, what is that pattern in me in which I end up being left? Abandonment, let's say that one. You experience abandonment in relationships, whether it's with a partner, with parents, with children, that feeling of abandonment. Where in my body do I hold? Where am I holding this pattern, this experience, this theme of abandonment? And then looking for that in your body, seeing where you feel it. You might feel it. You might feel a tingling. You might sense it. You might just know it. It's in my gut. I can feel it. That horrible sinking feeling I get, that's that pattern of abandonment. And then you ask your body in your tummy, in your intestines, wherever you're feeling it, what color do you want to release that? Because by asking what color do I want, does it want to be released, you're already starting a process of separating out. You're separating and saying, you know what, I don't want this pattern in my life anymore. I'm done with this. I'm done with the suffering that I experience. Suffering is another pattern. We think it's real, but it's a pattern of experiencing life through struggle or feeling like a victim. And so we've got to distinguish through a cleanse of clarity and illumination what our daily experience is, so that we can begin to say, you know what, do I really want to experience suffering? Do I want to experience struggle daily? Or do I have a choice? And by beginning to do the color work, by drawing in light, which is expansive, which doesn't keep you in stagnation or stuckness, we can begin to loosen that pattern and begin to release it from our bodies where it's crystallized. It has pathways. It has trigger points. And so illumination is a key in this toolkit, which is to become aware of, to focus light in, bring our awareness to a place where we feel struggle, where we feel suffering. And so by even asking the question, where am I holding that feeling of being abandoned, we are focusing in on that, and we're saying, let's have a look at it. Let me look at it. Let me bring some more awareness to it. And that is going to begin to help to release those patterns. We have to identify them first. We have to be brave enough to say, yeah, I am playing victim. I am being passive aggressive. You know, another way to realize our patterns is to listen to what people are telling us in that fight or argument. You're mean, you're controlling. Okay, let me see if those things are true. Even though it may not be true to the same degree as the other person is accusing you of, it's arising. So where am I holding that residue of being controlling? Ooh, it hurt. You know, you kind of feel the little bit of the grain of truth in that accusation. It's in my left lung. What color does it want now to release that? Let me draw that color in from the universe, bring it into that left lung, and begin to dissolve that. And just, again, recognizing, acknowledging, where do I have that controlling, is saying, yeah, I have a bit of controlling, yes. And so let me be free of that. If that person is triggering it in them, this negative response, let me release that from me.
Mm.
And so there's a level of accountability coming in, yes.
It's,
and self-awareness. So
is it like a consistent practice then, Navjeet?
I think so. I mean, it's just like, I would like to say to people, like, you know, do this once and you're enlightened. Enlightenment is a continual experience, because where we become enlightened, it becomes normal. And so what happens is that the foundation where we live from emotionally becomes richer and more vibrant. And so we're open for more enlightenment. We're open for more illumination. We're open for more realization. We're open for more joy and miracles. We begin to lift our vibration towards these wonderful frequencies of miracle energy. We begin to lift our energy for synchronicity and synergy. And we feel freedom. We feel the purpose. We feel the potential of actualizing ourselves in our lives. And there's a vibration of freedom that we're all hungry for. And freedom from struggles, freedom from survival, freedom from having to please people, freedom from having to just make it work through a job or this relationship, that we can feel free in ourselves. And I think it's that kind of feeling. You know how dogs, when they shake, when they're wet, and they kind of do that kind of wonderful spiral shaking thing, if you do it in slow motion, these exercises are like that slow motion shake of the self, so that you become free. And so light is a tool that we use in these classes, and I will teach you how to use light, how to have a relationship with it, and how to begin to vibrate on a higher frequency so that your aura begins to expand.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I know we have, in this last segment, 2 minutes, but then we have more time to talk. But I want to touch upon, I know you're going to talk about your dreams. What about dreams?
Well, we all have dreams. And the thing is, that's the subconscious speaking to us. A lot of the dream is usually stuff that we've experienced or felt in the day that our subconscious is sorting through, stuff that's relevant to be worked through the dream, you know, whether you felt stressed, you felt angry. Your dream process is going to help you move through that. There are dreams that are messages from our subconscious. They may be bringing our attention to something that is important for us to recognize. It's the same kind of domain, that world of dreams, in terms of structures of consciousness, as when we are meditating or having a vision or visioning something. We use symbols. Symbols are a language of the subconscious. And in this course, I'm going to go very deep into teaching about what do symbols mean, how do they occur, and how to interpret them so we can use that as another tool in our lives. I know that a lot of people do vision boards, or they want to have a vision, and sometimes people have prophetic dreams. There's a whole class talking about how to work with those images, those dreams, how to know what they are saying, because sometimes the subconscious can be very confusing. You see things, and it makes no sense whatsoever. But again, if you know how to interpret, if you know how to frame the conversation, you're going to have some really profound answers.
Well, that's beautiful, Navjeet. We are heading for break time, so it's perfect timing.
Yes.
Guys, stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities, with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back at Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia Ruel and Navjeet Kandola. And we have such a juicy, beautiful conversation about the illumination toolkit that Navjeet designed, how to become enlightened in your life. Navjeet, where does God come in all of this, in our enlightenment?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you know, it's such a fantastic contemplation. I think that that energy, whether we call Source or God or Creator, it's not real unless we experience it through this vehicle of ourselves. Otherwise, it's just a concept, and it can feel very alienating and lonely. So I think God has to be, the universe or the Source has to be experienced not only physically, but emotionally and mentally and spiritually, because presence is that lovely, for me, I'll start with what I feel of God, is that sense of joy and home and wholeness and that when I find it fascinating when people who have had near-death experiences, they come back and they speak of this experience, this all-encompassing love, that everything is safe, everything is fine, there's nothing wrong, even when things don't look like how they should. There's this wonderment and joy and feeling home. I think that each one of us yearns to have that experience, and I think each one of us would love to live in that experience. And so that's where God is, in that dwelling place of wholeness, belonging, whether we call that God or call it, you know, feeling home or love or
Would you say heaven?
Universe.
Because I think we go to
heaven.
I've never seen
exactly.
It like that. You say you go back
exactly.
To God, because that's
So I think that's part of the yearning that we have, and all this huge, you know, self-development, self-growth industry is a response to that, a calling home, and where people are saying, look, I have discovered these tools that will take you towards that direction, illumination, meditation, self-inquiry, miracles. All these dialogues are about opening that place in ourselves so that we can experience it. It's not somewhere where we're going out there. It's an experience in here and trusting that. And so the work that you do, the courses that you teach, what I'm teaching with the Illumination Toolkit is about how to come home into that. When we experience God, the experience happens within our biochemistry. It happens in our cells. It happens in our consciousness. It isn't happening out there. It's in us. So let's figure out ways to ignite and fire those synapses to experience that.
Mm. So, yes, you believe in God. How do you call that, Navdeep? God or source? Do you say God?
I think God is too limited and God is too weighted. There's too much story in from culture, from my culture, from other cultures and religions. So I tend not to associate it myself in that way. What I would say I connect to is expansion, that feeling good, and that permission that life is purposeful, there is goodness. And when I connect to that, to source, to the universe, I usually call it universe because I feel like the physical universe is as much part of the God experience. I mean, look at these miracles of bodies that we have. You know, we have this body, this consciousness that can imagine anything. That's pretty amazing. I mean, we imagine an experience and distinguish it and call it God. You know, we have a distinction that says, and we say that again?
Do you pray?
Do I pray? I meditate, I inquire, I guess I do pray, but not in the classic sense. I don't get down on my hands and knees and do my palms together. I guess what in my prayer is an invocation. Please, universe, let me be open, let me be a vehicle, let me serve the higher purpose. I guess I do it like that. And then when I'm in need of support, I will say, you know, help me. Whichever construct that is listening, angels, higher self, divinities, devas, you know, whoever, however, whatever the construct is, help me. Because in this place I'm stuck and I need a different infusion of light in this moment.
Yeah, and it is in a way weird that we only do it in those moments when we need help.
Yeah.
We can ask without having, you know, needing the help, but invoke it and start our day.
And then also, you know, a great distinction that my teacher, Chris Griscom, the founder of the Light Institute, made was she said, you know, God grows through you. We actually grow. I mean, think about it, Saskia, from when you were a child to your ideas of God, the divine, the source, to where you are now. God has grown.
Mm-hmm.
It's become more expansive. It's become more exclusive. Even the church, the Catholic Church, is expanding the idea and access to divinity for people. It's not as narrow, so I think that God, as Chris is right, God grows through us. God is evolving. The universe is expanding. The more illuminated we become, the bigger, the wider, the richer, deeper the universe God can be for us. It's not only a white guy with a long white beard that is God, that is a angry God. That's requiring sacrifice from us. I mean, think about it. In times past, you know, we've gone through pantheons of gods who played humans as toys. And if you think about the Olympians or the Hindu gods or some of the African gods,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's changed. There is evolution occurring in our relationship and our interpretation of what we say is God. It's becoming more inclusive. The more illumination we have, I think there's more inclusion and there's more space for us to participate in that experience of the divine.
You know, I think that that life is less stressful or less struggleful when we know there is a universe or a source or God, that we don't have to do it all alone, but that there is oneness. It's not like all on your shoulders, the burdens.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And it's very comforting to know that this one ego, one body, is not having to do it all, to transform it, to heal it, and that in this one lifetime we don't have to do it all. So we can relax a little bit and enjoy our lives. We get so on purpose sometimes that we forget to take in the wonder and awe of all this majesty around us and all the incredible people that we have in our lives.
I was just talking to one of my children and contemplating what she should do with her study, or do it fast forward and do a course that she wasn't really interested in, but then she would be done a few months earlier, or just take a little more time. And we're like, what's the hurry? I mean,
exactly. So, I think it's wonderful. Yeah. To slow down, to take it in, to enjoy this majesty, to appreciate and to give. To give, like we thought at the beginning of the conversation, let's act as in the ways that we want God to behave towards us. Let's be part of that expression.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's create beauty. Let's create divinity. Let's encourage inclusion. Let's be loving. Let's be kind. All those wonderful qualities that we experience want with God, let us be the bringers of that energy, the experiencers of that energy.
It's the time now. I mean, it's such a beautiful time to also, I would say to anyone, to you know, all the stresses, and to relax into that and enjoy ourselves.
Fantastic.
That was wonderful. I see that we're coming at the end of our show. I want to thank you so much. There's so much wisdom from you. And I know everybody must have enjoyed it so much, too. Next week, I'm back. And thank you so much, Navjeet. And I wish you a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.